A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and last night the Marlins and the Reds played their second of three this weekend at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, Ohio. Guess what? Once again, another 1 hour delay due to nasty weather in the Cincinnati area. Last night it was a matchup between a left-hander and Chris O'Grady and the Reds right-hander Robert Stevenson. And with the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, these Marlins are suddenly road warriors. They win their fifth straight road game in Cincinnati tonight. They beat the Reds for the second night in a row, 5-4, the final at Great American Ballpark. They'll have a chance for a series sweep at 1:10 tomorrow. Tonight, the middle game of this three-game series, Chris O'Grady made his third start as a big leaguer for the Marlins. Robert Stevenson up from AAA to make his first start of the year for the Reds. And the Marlins got to Stevenson in the top of the first inning. D. Gordon, a leadoff single. He stole second base. He stole third base, and he was 90 feet away for Giancarlo Stanton.
And here's the pitch to Stanton, and here's a hard one-hopper picked up by Cozart, or rather Jeanette, the second baseman, out behind second. Throws to first to get Stanton, who drives in a run, his 65th run batted in, 1-0 Marlins.
But that lead did not last for long. In the bottom of the first, back came the Reds' Billy Hamilton, with an infield hit to the shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Rojas tried to make an acrobatic throw to first base. He threw the ball away, putting Hamilton at second on a hit and an error. Hamilton then stole third base. A couple of walks, Zach Cozart and Joey Votto loaded the bases for the Reds. And Chris O'Grady, who'd walked only four in his first two starts combined, then walked a third consecutive hitter, Adam Duvall. That forced home a run. That tied the game at 1-1 when Eugenio Suarez bounced into a double play. O'Grady finally had the first two outs in the first inning, but the Reds had a 2-1 lead. That lead did not last for long. In the top of the second against Stevenson, Justin Bour, a leadoff single. He went 2-for-4 for the second straight game, and he was at first base for JT Realmuto.
The pitch, and here's a high fly ball to left field. This is a no-doubter. They're waiting for this in the left field seats. It is up, up and away, and a home run for JT Realmuto, number 9. And the Marlins, with that long ball, take a 3-2 lead.
And they would hold on that lead for a while, despite the fact that it wasn't easy for O'Grady. He worked around a leadoff walk and a balk in the second inning, but he's at 51 pitches at the end of two innings. He walked the first man, Zach Cozart, in the third, but got a double play to escape that inning. Got a leadoff single to Eugenio Suarez in the fourth inning, but he was able to pick Suarez off at first base, pick off caught stealing, then a couple of strikeouts. And he was through four. O'Grady and the Marlins leading the game 3-2. But that changed quickly in the bottom of the fifth. Leading off against O'Grady, right fielder Patrick Kivlahan.
Here's a ball driven high into the air by Kivlahan. And it is gone. A home run to left center. Kivlahan hits his sixth home run and ties this game at 3 here in the fifth.
O'Grady came back to get the next two men. He was able to strike out pitcher Robert Stevenson. He got Billy Hamilton, a really nice play by first baseman Justin Bour. But then Zach Cozart tripled. The Marlins opted to intentionally walk Joey Votto. So the Reds had men at first and third with two outs in a tie game, fifth inning. Nick Whitgren took over for O'Grady at that point, and he caught Adam Duvall looking at strike three to get out of the fifth inning in a 3-3 tie. Top of the sixth, an inning a lot like the second for the Marlins. Leadoff single from Justin Bour. Then up stepped JT Realmuto again.
The pitch, a swing here, and another ball driven hard by Realmuto. It's his second home run of the game that is up, up and away into the left field bleachers under the ribbon board, and a two-run shot again with Bour on base. 3-for-3 is Realmuto, and that's home run number 10.
For JT, his second career two-home run game. Had one in 2015 against the Brewers. He has one here tonight. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So the Marlins had a 5-3 lead. Robert Stevenson, done after 5 1/3 in this one, gave up all five runs on 8 hits, walked a couple, one intentionally, struck out 5, allowed the 2 home runs to Realmuto. For Stevenson, 100 pitches right on the dot, 62 strikes. Meanwhile, Chris O'Grady was pulled after 4 2/3. He allowed 4 hits, 3 runs tonight, walked 6, one intentionally, struck out 6, allowed the home run to Patrick Kivlahan. He threw 89 pitches, 46 strikes. This one was into the bullpens. Marlins leading 5-3 for Miami. after Whitgren got the strikeout to end the fifth inning. He and Harlan Garcia combined on a scoreless sixth. Whitgren with one out allowed a single to Scooter Gennett. With two outs, he walked Kivlahan, but Garcia came out of the bullpen, and he got pinch hitter Scott Schebler on a ground ball to short to end the sixth. Then in the seventh, Kyle Bearclaw allowed a leadoff single to Billy Hamilton, but he got Zach Cozart to foul out to first base, and he induced a 4-6-3 double play off the bat of Joey Votto. So we went to inning number eight, still Miami 5 and Cincinnati 3. Marlins went down in order in both the seventh and eighth against Asher Wojciechowski. So in the bottom of the eighth, down by a couple, the Reds came to the plate against Junichi Tozawa. He hit Adam Duvall with the first pitch he threw. Tozawa hadn't allowed a run since June 28th, unscored upon in 10 innings here in the month of July. But the batsman started that eighth inning. Then Eugenio Suarez followed with a single, and the Reds had men at first and second with nobody out for Scooter Gennett. Tozawa looks back at second. Now the 1-2, and it's a ground ball up the middle. D dives, can't get it. Base hit center field. Duvall's going to score. Suarez into third base with the tying run. It's an RBI single for Scooter Gennett. There goes the long scoreless drought for Tozawa. And it's a 5-4 Marlins lead. The Reds with a chance to tie this one up, maybe do even more than that here in the eighth. It was a one-run game. The Reds had first and third with nobody out against Tozawa. But he was able to strike out Devin Mesoraco for the first out. Then he faced Kivlahan, who'd homered in the fifth. Tozawa's 0-1 is a line drive. Caught at first by Bohr. He steps on the bag for a double play. Wow. Looked like it might be extra bases down the right field line. Probably a Reds lead. But Bohr went up. He got it. And he was able to beat Gennett back to first base to end the inning. How about that? So he went to the ninth. Miami 5. The Reds 4. A.J. Ramos looking to lock down a save for the second night in a row. He retired the side 1-2-3 on three ground balls in the ninth last night. Tonight he got Tucker Barnhart to ground a short. Then he got Billy Hamilton to bounce to second. So two quick ground ball outs. A walk to Zach Cozart put the tying man on with two outs in the ninth. Jose Peraza ran at first base for Cincinnati. He was a tying man. On at first. Two down in the ninth. A.J. looking to lock this one down facing the all-star Joey Votto.
The 0-2 on the way. Votto checks, swing, strike three in the ball game. A.J. Ramos gets Votto fooled and looking at the final out. Strike three to strand the tying run at first base, and the Marlins win 5-4.
So for Miami tonight, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 6 men left on base. For the hometown Reds, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They strand 8. Nick Whitgren, the winning pitcher out of the bullpen, he's 3-1. Robert Stevenson takes the loss, 0-3 on the season for A.J. Ramos, his 19th save in 21 opportunities. Time of the game was 3 hours, 12 minutes, and we played this one in front of 24,099 at Great American Ballpark tonight. Marlins improved to 44-51 on the season. They're now 22-25 on the road. Meanwhile, the Reds now 1-8 since the All-Star break. They dropped to 40-57. They're 24-28 here at Great American Ballpark.
Marlins over the Reds by one last night. They have now won this series. They'll shoot for a sweep this afternoon at 1:10 when Tom Kohler takes the mound. Fish family members, if you missed the bonus code last night, you're looking for it, looking for those 25 additional Fish family bonus points. That bonus code this morning is Skyline. Not Skyline Chili, but just Skyline. One word is your Fish family bonus code. Kohler versus Romano. The Reds and the Marlins this afternoon at 1:10. This will conclude this 3-game trip into Great American Ballpark. We'll be on the air at 12:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us and find some time and hang out along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.